hid behind the door.
Okay. And a long time ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd go to the
laundry.
Okay. Did they used to call it the laundry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever hear them say, gotta do the washing or?
Wash your terror? Washer, yeah. Uh-huh. Wash terror.
Well, wasn't that a long time ago?
I don't believe I ever seen one a long time ago. In my younger days, everybody done their washing at home on a washboard.
Uh-huh.
In a tub.
You ever see a big black thing you'd have out in the yard?
Got one out there, a wash boiler.
Uh-huh.
I got one out there in the yard now from years and years ago.
You call that a wash boiler?
Yeah, boy, boil your water in it to wash with.
Uh-huh.
Or boil your clothes in it, you see.
Uh-huh. What about after they'd done the washing and the clothes had dried, then they'd take them in and then do the...
ironing.
Uh-huh.
Used to have a, what they call a furnace. It was about that big around, well, about this big around, about that tall, made out of clay. The Mexicans used to make them and burn coal, charcoal. The charcoal was burnt here and out in the country out of mesquite wood in kilns, and made the charcoal, and they'd burn this charcoal in those furnaces, and the iron. With a flat iron, just an iron, flat iron, no electricity, nothing. Heat that iron with that in that furnace, see. That's the way they ironed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was rough them days. We had no electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt kerosene oil lights.
Uh-huh. Most people didn't have bathrooms inside the house, did they?
No, that's right. Sure didn't.
What did they have?
Well, they'd have the tubs, the wash tubs.
Uh-huh.
That's what they'd have to take the bath in, wash tubs.
What about the toilets?
Huh?
What do they call the toilets they'd have outside?
The which?
The toilets.
Oh, the toilets?
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor toilet, that's all I've heard. A privy.
Mm-hmm. How did that word sound, privy? Did that sound funny?
Yeah, it does nowadays, yeah. That's what they used to call them.
Now some houses, they have boards that lap over each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They call that kind of, you know, on the outside.
Yeah.
Boards like that.
Yeah. You mean in the outside toilet?
No, just on the outside of a house.
On the outside of the house. Oh. They call it siding, and we used to call it weatherboarding.
Uh-huh.
Weatherboarding.
They call it siding now?
Call it siding now. We used to call it weatherboarding.
What about the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Gutters.
Mm-hmm.
Gutter.
And if you have a house and an L, what do you call the place where the roofs join?
Where it joins the valley.
Uh-huh.
Valley.
This gutter, how's it attached to the roof? Is it built in? Or?
No, it's about that shape. And it's nailed on underneath your shingles. Onto your fascia board there, that on the cornice. And it water runs down and it's always got a slant to it, you know, towards the cistern.
Uh-huh.